Medical science is always advancing, even for pets. And Bloomington Normal is the site of a new study on Fido, Spot, and Lassie. Eastland Companion Animal Hospital wants dog owners whose pets are big dogs with arthritis to participate in a stem cell therapy study. WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell talks with Dr. Kathy Petrucci, the founder and CEO of Animal Cell Therapies, which is working with Eastland Companion Animal Hospital. She talks about this study and then about stem cells.
Stem cells are primitive cells that live in the body normally. They're much more present when we're younger, which is why we heal so much faster when we're younger. They have the ability to sort of turn into other cell types depending on what the body is signaling. So, for example, with our cells, these are mesenchymal cells or mesenchymal cells. They can turn into cartilage or bone or fat or tendon. So that's why we're using them to treat osteoarthritis. We also think that they help the body heal by reducing inflammation and secretion of different types of growth factors that also help reduce inflammation. They work with the immune system and they help the body repair itself.
Can you explain what is a double-blind placebo-controlled study for anyone who doesn't know?
Yes. So a double-blind study is when the owner does not know or the doctor does not know what group the animal is in. So, for example, one group will receive the stem cells and the other group will receive nothing, which will be the placebo.
So walk us through the actual procedure of the stem cell injection that will be put into the dogs to treat arthritis.
Yes, so the dogs that receive the stem cells will be sedated, and depending on what joints are affected, they will receive up to 2 injections in the joint, and they will also receive a IV dose of stem cells.
So why was the umbilical cord-derived stem cells selected to treat arthritis in dogs?
Well, we've looked at a lot of different sources for stem cells. We've looked at fat, we looked at bone marrow, we did a little bit of embryonic. Embryonic cells are a lot more unpredictable. The bone marrow cells are more difficult to work with. They're less predictable. And the fat cells, we didn't think they were as potent as the umbilical-derived cells. Umbilical-derived cells are a little bit younger as a source, so they're a little bit more predictable in their growth rates and their potency rates. They're also very easy to collect. We obtain umbilical cord stem cells from donors. The tissue would be normally thrown away. So there's no surgery required. There's no extra, biopsies to obtain fat. There's no aspiration of bone marrow, from research animals. So it's a good source, really nice ethical source of stem cells.
And how are these stem cells retrieved? Like, what is the process to choosing this umbilical cord-derived stem cell?
Well, we have a very strict donor eligibility process. This is all overseen by FDA. So the puppies and the mother have to be healthy. They're seen a couple of times. They're seen before the puppies are born. The mother is seen before the puppies are born. And then the puppies and the mother are seen by the vet at 8 weeks. So the mother and the cord itself are all screened for a whole bunch of different infectious agents. So they have to be clear of any diseases. The cells themselves are also tested for infectious agents, bacteria, mycoplasma, endotoxin, a couple of times. So we have to make sure that they're safe.
So how did Eastland Companion Animal Hospital get involved in the study?
Well, they've participated in past studies with us. So they are one of 25 study partners that we've had across the United States.
So how has using umbilical cord for stem cells been used for pets before? And if it has been, like, what has been the results? What has been the feedback from these previous studies?
Well, we've had good results. We did a study at University of Florida. It was elbows only, and we had success with that study. We conducted a large study last year. We had good success in dogs under 70 pounds. We had fewer success in dogs over 70 pounds, so we changed our dose, which is why we are doing this study where we are only allowing dogs that are 70 pounds and over in this particular study.
So for anyone not familiar with pets stem cell study, how common is this therapy that's used for pets?
Well, it's definitely a new technology. We are seeking FDA approval, so there are no commercially available, it's called allogeneic cell types, so a donor cell type. Actually, there are no FDA approved products yet on the market for stem cell therapy, so we are hoping to be one of the first, if not the first, FDA approved product for animals.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Darnisha Mitchell talking with Dr. Kathy Petrucci about a local study on stem cell therapy to treat dogs with arthritis. Stem cell therapy has been a controversial topic because of suspected ethical issues. Is it less controversial when it comes to pets versus humans?
Well, I think a lot of the controversy has come from the misunderstanding of the cell types. When stem cell therapy first started, or the research in stem cells first started, it was centered around embryonic use or fetal tissue use. And so it's controversial to use embryos or fetal tissue for a treatment for anything. So the fact that we're using a disposable tissue as our cell source makes it not controversial at all.
With the study that Eastland Animal Hospital is doing, do they only plan on focusing on pets? Can this treatment be branched out to humans down the road?
We are conducting a small preclinical study as well with Mayo Clinic for spinal cord injuries. So we're hoping at some point that this can be brought to the human market as well.
Talk a little bit about, I know you mentioned that dogs have to be 70 pounds or over, but talk a little bit more about who qualifies for the study, how many participants will be involved, and how to get involved in the study.
So dogs have to be 1 year of age or older, and they have to be 70 pounds or greater. They have to have up to two joints that are affected. So if a dog has arthritis all over its body, multiple joints, then they won't qualify. Dogs also can't have any sort of neurologic issues that make it hard to evaluate their progress or lack of progress. And they have to be sort of generally healthy, expected to survive, a 1 month study.
And I know that there's a follow-up exam after the procedure. What do you check for in a follow-up exam?
The follow-up exam is at 30 days, so we're looking for how well the dog has done over the last month. The vet will do a lameness exam, an orthopedic exam, and the owner will fill out a questionnaire.
That's Dr. Kathy Petrucci of Animal Cell Therapies talking with WGLT student reporter Darnisha Mitchell about a new stem cell therapy study for arthritic dogs being done at Eastland Companion Animal Hospital in Bloomington. Dogs eligible for the study, again, must weigh 70 pounds or more, be a year of age or older, be in general good health, have arthritis in up to two joints of the knee, hip, elbow, or shoulder, and have all four functioning limbs. The scientists are hoping to have 50 to 100 dogs in the study.